Good morning. Let's begin, by, if you haven't already, by singing number 430, He Took My Sins Away, in the hardcovered book. Today we'll talk about, forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. So let's be reminded of what Jesus did for us first. Praise God. 430. No condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we don't have to be slaves to sin any longer. But, Lord, we've been forgiven, and now we are being delivered Thank you for the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. We pray that that work will go forward today. You said sin shall no longer have dominion over us. And so, Lord, we claim that. We're not under the law, but we're under grace. Fill us with your grace today, Lord. And we pray that you'll cause us to experience greater deliverance from the power of sin in our life. And we pray that you'll make us holy as you are holy and more like Jesus in every way. Thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for us this day. We pray, Lord, give us something fresh today, Lord. We ask, Jesus, that you will breathe new life into us as we spend this time in your presence and walk with you throughout the day. Thank you for meeting us last night as you did. Thank you for these altar services that are so rich with your presence, Lord. And thank you that there are so many people that recognize that and that are taking time to just wait on God and let God cause his work to get established in our lives. Oh, you're so precious to us, Lord. We thank you for the times of praise. We thank you for the times of silence. We know that you're in each one. And we want the type of meeting you want for us today, Lord. Quiet, loud, doesn't matter, as long as it's Jesus. Bless on the whole camp, Lord. Bless these last few days where our campers will be with us, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you'll just break through, Lord. If there are those that have not broken through into the blessing, into the place that God wants to bring them, Lord, we want to agree together that today and tomorrow and even Friday as they're leaving, Lord, that there'll be a real breakthrough. And that they will leave satisfied knowing that they have met the Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember while living up at camp, we used to pray much for the campers. And we often pray that way. Lord, break through in those young people. Sometimes we get a report from one of the head counselors. You know, there's a few girls that the Lord hasn't really been able to break through. They're not seeking as others are. We want to believe that before they go home, that God will do that for them. And oh, over and over again, we heard wonderful reports. Maybe the very last day sometimes, that very last meeting, God came and the fountains were opened and these lives were changed. Praise God. And so we want to have faith for that. Praise God. Let's also sing number 39 in our white book now. Number 39.
Coming to take his loved ones home. So
praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, when Jesus sought and found me, was I way down deep in sin? I was basically a good kid, I think. Went to church, tried not to give my parents too hard a time. I didn't smoke, I didn't drink. But you know, every one of us, when Jesus sought us and found us, were way down deep in sin. We just didn't realize it. But he knew. And as we continue to serve the Lord and we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit's working, somehow God makes us to better understand how deeply entrenched in sin we were. And as we recognize that, then we can better appreciate how much Jesus forgave us. And when we realize what a great debt he forgave us, then we can't help but love him even more. If we think of that story in the Bible, I think it's in my notes this morning in connection with our lesson. But Jesus was invited to a Pharisee's house, and he went there, and while he was reclining there in the house, a woman came in, a sinner woman. I think that's in Luke chapter 7. And she just began to weep and weep, and she just wept over his feet and washed his feet with her tears and then wiped them with her hair. And the Pharisee, he looked and said, if he was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman she is. She must have had a reputation in the neighborhood. And the implication was, if he was really a holy man of God, he wouldn't let that woman touch him and defile him. And then Jesus, knowing his thoughts, spoke to him. Simon, he said, when I came into your house, you didn't give me a kiss of greeting, but this woman, since the time she came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You gave me no water to wash my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. And then Jesus said, yes, she has been forgiven much. Her sins were great, but she's been forgiven much. And to whom much is forgiven, the same loves much. She loves me much more than you ever could love me, because she realizes the extent of my mercy, that I have forgiven her her sin. And you feel you have no sin. You're in your self-righteousness, you feel no need for my forgiveness. And so there's no love there. And so what the Lord is teaching us there is that the more we understand the extent to which God has forgiven us and the great debt that we owed him, the more we'll be able to love him as we should. And so as a Christian, although I know my sins are forgiven, there are times when the Holy Spirit just deals with me and makes me to see how undone I am and how greatly I need his cleansing and sanctifying work in my life. And he extends that to me. He's forgiven me of my sin so he can deliver me from my sin. And so I have reason every day to love Jesus more than the day before. And so don't be afraid when the Lord shows you your heart, because he's not doing that to condemn you. He's wanting to show you how much he loved you, that he was willing to die for you and forgive all your sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ continues to cleanse us from sin. Praise God, it's a fountain that never stops flowing. And so we can avail ourselves of that fountain today, too. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. That work that makes us to feel the guilt of our sin, that makes us to realize that our hearts are evil and desperately wicked. But we also thank you for the great love and grace and mercy of our God. No matter what our sin, no matter how greatly we've sinned, or deeply we've sinned, or how long we've been in sin, where sin abounds, the grace of God does much more abound. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more now that we have received you into our life, can we expect you, Lord, to pour your love out upon us and to make us what you want us to be. And so we, in return, yield ourselves completely to you, Lord. We invite you into every area of our life. Jesus, those areas where maybe you've not been able to get full entrance and have your way. Lord, won't you invade those areas today, somewhere, and make that aspect of my life to be glorifying to God? Oh, Jesus, you gave yourself completely for us. And we don't want to hold anything back, Lord. We want to yield ourselves fully to you. Come, Holy Spirit, have your way in each one of us, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 He touched me, oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah.
I found the way. Through the blood, past the veil, to the Holy of Holies with God. There, by his power over sin, I prevailed. I can walk in the path that he trod.
Number 7 in your white book.
There in the presence of Jesus I stand. Glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, I can pray, I can have all that he purchased for me.
Let's sing it all together, okay?
In the past.
path that he trod. There in the presence of Jesus I stand, glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, I can claim, I can have all that he purchased for me. Righteousness now I have found, Calvary's cleansings abound. Taking this blood way, I'm on solid ground, ground of Christ's merits alone. I've found the way through the blood, past the veil, to the Holy of Holies with God. There, by his power over sin, I prevail, I can walk in the path that he trod. There in the presence of Jesus I stand, glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, I can claim, I can have alone. I've found the way through the blood, past the veil, to the Holy of Holies with God. There, by his sorrow over sin, I prevail, I can walk in the path that he of Jesus I stand, glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, I can claim, I can have all that he purchased for me. Asking I now may receive, the veil to the Holy of Holies with God. There by his power over sin I prevail, I can walk in the path that he trod. There in the presence of Jesus I stand, glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, I can claim, I can have all that he purchased for me.
Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. All that he purchased for me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you for your precious blood that opened a way for us to enter into the presence of God. We thank you that we can have an audience with our Heavenly Father, not because of our righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can come in your name, and we can ask anything in your name, and the Father will grant it to us as we pray according to your will. Hallelujah. You've made that all possible. And so we thank you. We take advantage. We avail ourselves of that precious provision. Oh, thank you, Lord. Teach us how to come in the name of Jesus. It's not just words we say, but it's the faith. It's the acknowledgement that Christ is our righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Amen.